religions, influences, intellectual movements, and ideas that have changed things within Iran, but also outside Iran and around the world. Today, Iran demands attention again, and the new situation poses questions. Is Iran an aggressive power or a victim? Is Iran traditionally expansionist or traditionally passive and defensive? Is the Shiism of Iran quietist or violent and revolutionary? Only history can suggest answers to those questions. Iran is one of the world's oldest civilizations and has been among the world's most thoughtful and complex civilizations from the very beginning. There are aspects of Iranian civilization that, in one way or another, have touched almost every human being on the planet. But the story of how that happened and the full significance of those influences is often unknown and forgotten. Iran is replete with paradoxes, contradictions, and exceptions. Most non-Iranians think of it as a country of hot deserts, but it is ringed with high, cold mountains. It has rich agricultural provinces and others full of lush subtropical forests. Reflecting its wide climatic variations, Iran has a diverse and colorful range of flora and fauna. Between Iraq and Afghanistan, Russia and the Persian Gulf, Iranians speak an Indo-European language in the midst of the Arabic-speaking Middle East. Iran is commonly thought of as a homogeneous nation with a strong national culture, but minorities like the Azeris, Kurds, Gilakis, Baluchis, and Turkmen make up nearly half the population. Since the 1979 revolution, Iranian women have been subject to one of the most restrictive dress codes in the Islamic world. Yet, partly in consequence, Iranian families have released their daughters to study and work in unprecedented numbers. More than 60% of students entering university now are female, and many women, even married women, have professional jobs. Iran has preserved some of the most stunning Islamic architecture in the world, as well as traditions of artisan metalworking, rug making, and bazaar trading, a complex and sophisticated urban culture. And yet its capital, Tehran, has slowly smothered itself in concrete, traffic congestion, and pollution. Iranians glory in their literary heritage and above all in their poetry, to a degree one finds in few other countries, with the possible exception of Russia. Many Iranians can recite lengthy passages from their favorite poems, and phrases from the country's great poets are common in everyday speech. It is poetry that insistently dwells on the joys of life, themes of wine, beauty, flowers, and sexual love. And yet Iran also has an intense popular tradition of Shiism, which in the mourning month of Muharram, when Shi Muslims mourn the death of the Imam Hussein, emerges in religious processions dominated by a mood of gloom and a powerful sense of betrayal and injustice. Iran's religious culture also encompasses the world's most forbidding, censorious, and dogmatic Shia Muslim clerics. It is an Islamic republic, but one in which only 1.4% of the population attends Friday prayers. One thing is best explained at the start. Another apparent paradox. Iran and Persia are the same country. The image conjured up by the name Persia is one of romance. Roses and nightingales in elegant gardens, fast horses, flirtatious women, sharp sabers, jewel-colored carpets, melodious music. But in the cliche of Western media presentation, the name Iran conjures a rather different image. Frowning mullahs, black oil, women's blanched faces peering from under dark chudders, grim crowds burning flags, chanting, "Death to..." In the south of Iran, there is a province called Fars. Its capital is Shiraz, and the province contains Iran's most ancient and impressive archaeological sites, Persepolis and Pasargadae, along with Susa in neighboring Khuzestan. In ancient times, the province was called Pars, after the people who had settled there, the Persians. When those people created an empire that dominated